the Public News Service Daily Newscast, May the 4th, 2023. I'm Mike Clifford. Across the U.S., residents of manufactured housing communities are entertaining the idea of cooperatives for their properties.
Those part of these initiatives see it as a way of wrestling control of living conditions from absent owners while ensuring their housing stays affordable. Now, TV.Seafelt Seafelt is president of Park Plaza Cooperative, a resident-owned community north of Minneapolis. She says residents pay a one-time membership fee of $200, allowing them to own a piece of the lot. She says that gives community members more control of their housing expenses.
You have control over your rent, which is extremely important. In our city, manufactured home communities are allowed to raise the rent twice a year, and there's no cap.
For manufactured homes, most people own them, but still pay a lot rent to the owners of a park. Park Plaza has a monthly rent beyond the initial fee. Seafelt says they've been able to approve infrastructure improvements with almost no rent hikes. I'm Mike Moen.
This story produced with original reporting from Ray Levy-Ueda for PRISM. Some of the challenges include overcoming stigma, knowing that people often refer to these areas as trailer parks. Now from WSB-TV, Atlanta police say at least one dead, at least four people injured in a shooting incident on West Peachtree Street. It happened Wednesday afternoon. Three of the victims have critical injuries. The alleged shooter has been identified by police as 24-year-old Deion Patterson. He is now in custody. The Atlanta police chief confirmed all five of the victims are women, aged 25, 39, 39, 56, and 71. One of the 39-year-old women died from their injuries. And legislation aimed at making the workplace safer got the go-ahead from Washington state lawmakers this session. The details now from Eric Tegedoff.
Senate Bill 5217 will allow the State Department of Labor and Industries to adopt ergonomic regulations that prevent musculoskeletal injuries. Sponsor of the bill, Senator Manka Dingra, says these injuries are typically seen in custodial staff, warehouse workers, and nurses. She says a similar effort was pursued in last year's session, but faced resistance from businesses. So the bill was tweaked this year.
It goes back to that shared value, that they want a safe workplace, we want workers to be safe, and then making sure businesses are given ample opportunity to make changes and the resources to make those changes on their own.
The department will only be allowed to adopt one set of rules in a 12-month period. The new law also requires L&I to publish annually a list of employers that have twice the state average of injuries over a 5-year period.
The new law goes into effect on July the 23rd. This is Public News Service. Student reporters are stepping up to fill gaps in news coverage as the number of full-time statehouse reporters continues to decline.
State legislatures handle important matters, including educational standards and access to health care, but increasingly, it's students working with university-led reporting programs who are making sure these stories get the coverage they deserve. Richard Watts of the Center for Community News at the University of Vermont says students are working under the direction of veteran reporters and bringing fresh perspectives to the job.
Students want to do real things these days. They really don't appreciate writing papers that go anywhere when they can actually write something that people read and has an impact.
More than 10% of statehouse reporters are now students, mainly from public colleges and universities. Watts says he hopes more private universities will use their vast resources to ensure their students get this type of on-the-job training and communities get the news they need. I'm Catherine Carley reporting.
The Center for Community News has documented more than 100 university-led reporting programs so far across the U.S. Meantime, community colleges across Virginia are rebounding from the COVID-19 pandemic.
According to the Virginia Community College System, the fall 2022 semester was the first time community college enrollment grew since 2011. Part of this is attributed to schools redesigning programs. A report from the Aspen Institute finds Virginia's Patrick and Henry Community College built a strong network of small employers to avoid an over-reliance on only a few large ones. Dr. Sharon Morrissey with the Virginia Community College System says the Fast Forward program has bolstered growth in the state's rural community colleges.
It is our fastest growing program in the community college system. It provides training for individuals in programs that lead to good jobs in high demand fields that have some kind of an industry certification or a license associated with them.
I'm Edwin J. Vieira.
Finally, our Aunt Gladys lets us know a law passed 2 years ago aiming to rein in skyrocketing prescription drug prices is set to get a booster shot.
Hope Stoner with the Colorado Consumer Health Initiative says high drug prices have put life-saving medicines out of reach for a large number of Coloradans, including seniors living on fixed incomes and low-income workers.
We know that approximately 1 in 3 Coloradans have reported struggling to pay for their prescription drug costs, and that means making the impossible decision between paying rent, putting food on the table, or taking these drugs that oftentimes are really necessary for folks.
HB 1225 gives new authority to the Prescription Drug Affordability Board, created in 2021 under Senate Bill 175, which can set upper cost limits on some of the most expensive medicines.
This is Mike Clifford with Public News Service. We are member and listener supported. Hear us on interesting radio stations, your favorite podcast platform. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.